All right, so we're going to bring in, let's see, Charlie Wright is here. Charlie Wright's ready to come in and join us on our post-game show as part of the live interview segment. Post-game show is a presentation of IDP Impact Diesel Performance. They know diesel. Charlie played in his 250th career Western Hockey League game tonight. What does that mean to you when you hit milestones like that? Career game number 250.
I think for me it means a lot more being able to do it the entire time with this organization. Pretty special. I've gone through a lot of teammates, a couple of different coaches, completely different staff since I've started, and I'm really glad I got to do it all here.
And you did it through a COVID season in which you only got to play 24 games. A lot of people would look at that and go, geez, that's got to be disappointing. There's a bit of a fine line or, you know, silver lining there to being able to have played at all that year when you played those 24 games in Regina.
Yeah, the bubble was a really cool experience. It was a little bit like prison, but also we got to play hockey. So, it was cool to get at least 24 games in, right? It was something I'll actually never forget, and I got really close with my teammates.
The prison part had to be the food, though, right?
Yeah, and we weren't allowed to leave.
No, I know you weren't allowed to leave, but at least you had each other. But yeah. The food, I was told, was god-awful. But anyway, Adam?
You made a pretty important play there on your guys' goal in the third period. Just take us through that and kind of what you're trying to do on one of their better players and a bigger guy.
On our goal in the
By
third?
Armstrong.
Yeah, on Yakko, when we're kind of stick-checking on there.
How difficult is it to come up against a guy like Adam Yakko, who's 6'5", 201 pounds?
Oh, is that what happened? Oh, okay, yeah. Now I remember.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think it's something we practice all the time, and he's coming down on me, and I'm just trying to go stick on puck, and I was able to do that there. Lots of times those forwards defend the puck really well, so you got to watch the body, and I was able to get a stick on it there, and we went down and scored, so yeah.
Should you get an assist?
I don't know. I don't really remember what happened after that. I was tired and I just hopped off.
We'll be campaigning for that.
What's it like seeing the ceremony before with Frank Banham? I mean, I know he kind of had some messages for you guys and probably kind of told you don't take this opportunity for granted.
Yeah, it was cool to see a guy like that. You've heard his name. He's a legend here. And for him to come back and still feel like he's part of a team and the organization is pretty cool. And that's something I'm hoping for in the future. And in a couple of years, I'm hoping I can come back and maybe do the starting lineups like he did. And it was cool to put a face to the name.
Rhett Warner did the lineups tonight for you guys, did he not? How was that?
That was cool. He's played a lot of games in the NHL, and he came in and he got us fired up. He did a really good job.
Yeah, he's a little more excitable, say, than what Frank was. I'm looking forward to the video of that one. I'm hoping Tanner Chuby puts that out there. You're 1 point away from clinching the East Division in the Eastern Conference. Having home ice throughout the first three rounds of the playoffs obviously is a big deal for this team, the way you play at home.
Yeah, I think we have a great home record, and that's something we'll definitely take advantage of. And I didn't know we were 1 point away, so that's pretty cool. And that will be the first banner I've hung here in 5 years, so that will definitely be a really cool experience for me.
Good. Charlie, congratulations on game 250 and the victory tonight. All the best moving forward.
Thank you so much.
Charlie Wright of the Saskatoon Blades.